There are several considerations that Tanya can keep in mind while using Lightning Process Builder. Processes do not support outbound messages, however. Tanya can use the Call Apex action to provide similar functionality. In a process, actions execute in the order in which they appear within that process. Scheduled actions cannot be used in processes that evaluate every time a record is created or edited. The paused and waiting interviews list displays all the pending scheduled actions. When Salesforce tries to execute scheduled actions of an inactive user who started the process, then the process admin receives a fault email with details about what happened and how to fix it. Tanya can search help and training to view process considerations in detail. Tanya is already familiar with the Salesforce declarative tools that are used to automate business processes. These tools include processes, workflow rules, approval processes, and flows. Before Tanya moves on to understand the programmatic tools, she wants to review the Salesforce declarative tools. Click each tab to review these tools. Processes can be used to automatically create records, update fields on a record, including child and parent records, and so on. Processes also provide the ability to send emails, create chatter posts, submit records for approval, call Apex, and trigger flows. Processes can be used to automate business processes that can be simplified to if and then statements. Also note that processes include almost all of the functionality that's available in workflow rules. There is only one thing that can be done with workflow rules that cannot be done with processes. Workflow rules allow you to send outbound messages without using Apex code. Approval processes can be used to automate an organization's record approval process. Approval processes allow you to route records for approval, and they also execute specified workflow actions based on whether a record is approved or rejected. Flows can be used to automate business processes when a process is too complicated to be created using Process Builder or requires more advanced functionality. Flows are created using Cloud Flow Designer. Flows allow you to use complex branching logic, operate on several records simultaneously, and navigate users through a series of screens.